This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze. Yes, we all see the irony in that. Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it. Grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gays.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk. Because you are grumpy as a grizzly bear.
Good evening, fellow grumps. We are Joy's resident grumpy gays. I'm Matt, and the other half of this grumpy couple, my equally gay and grumpy partner Helen, has joined me for this evening's solid dose of good grumpiness. It is late on a Tuesday night. How are you holding out there, Helen?
I'm holding out well, Matt, because I have a bucket full of grump to give this evening.
So the week's been a shocker, has it?
The week has been a shocker. There has been grumble bumming galore.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, so it's time to jump on the grump train and feel free to embrace your inner grumpy gayness. It's time we kick off our weekly good old bitch session.
So let the moaning begin, Matt. And by moaning, we don't mean anything good.
No, we don't really go there, do we?
No, we don't. Not as the Greys, we don't. Mr. No. And Mrs. Mm-mm. So tonight, coming up on the show, it's a mad, 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 mad world. One word for you, Matt? Influences.
No idea. Melbourne, we need to talk. That's another segment, regular segment of ours. And this week, awnings.
We've got a new segment this week. It's called Room 666. That sounds interesting, I know. And we're going to be talking about predictive text.
Right, okay. And also another new segment this week, AGM. I'll get on to what that is a bit later. All right.
A little bit cryptic, but yeah. Stay with us and you'll find out. It's worth the ride. And of course, we have our grumpy gay music theme of the week. This week was my choice.
Okay.
And I chose Who Wore It Better, ABBA v Bucks Fizz.
Bucks Fizz, oh, okay. So, right, so are we talking outfits here? Because I know one had sort of removable skirts and the other one had like a cat and rabbit print tunic.
I think it was a tiger. Oh. But we're talking the whole kit and caboodle here. The intrigue, the mystery, the drama. We're kicking off this week's tour de force of grump music with none other than the song that made Bucks Fizz a household name. Let's Make Your Mind Up.
You gotta speed it up, and then you gotta slow it down. 'Cause if you believe that a love can hit the top, you gotta play around. But soon you will find making you
What an ending. Have you made your mind up yet?
Yes, I've certainly made my mind up after that. Welcome back. You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is the Grumpy Gaze. Do you know what? Do you remember the dance that those guys did? I think they did it for Eurovision, actually.
I absolutely do. There were skirts.
There were skirts being ripped off.
And flung.
And flung. You know, not at all inappropriate.
No,
back in the day.
Absolutely not. But have you actually made your mind up, Matt? Is it ABBA or is it Bucks Fizz?
Well, I haven't heard the other songs yet.
Okay.
So I can see us on the back of a Mardi Gras float, though. Grumpy Gaze.
Absolutely.
Grumpy Gaze doing the Bucks Fizz dance, you know.
Oh, and there's more to come.
Right.
Don't just think there was just this one dance. There is more to come.
Can I rip your skirt off, Helen?
Oh, anytime, Mr. Gray. Anytime.
It's a mad, 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 mad. In France, the girls wear scanties, but on lamb chops they put...
It is certainly a mad, 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 mad world, Mr. Gray.
What's up your nose this week, Helen?
Ah, what's up my nose this week? One word for you, influencers.
Oh, dear.
Now, I love this concept in the world that we are currently living in, this mad, 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 mad world, that you can just create a job for yourself.
Okay.
There doesn't have to be any real substance behind it. There doesn't have to be any theory, any study, any expertise, so to speak. You can just create a job. And what's even more obscene in this mad, mad, mad world is that you can make a shitload of money out of doing so. And of course, I am talking about the social media influencer, Matt.
Oh, dear. I know your love of social media.
Oh, the medias of socials are just not on my colour spectrum.
Right, okay.
They just are not. And I decided I'd do some research for us to talk about this week because it really curdled my whatever. It really did this week. And I'm referring to a particular incident.
Okay.
And that particular incident relates to an influencer named James Buttock. Does the name ring a bell?
It doesn't, but it reminds me of buttock.
As well it should.
Yeah, it's very appropriate.
It is very appropriate. So I'm just going to bring you up to speed on the social media influencer James Buttock.
Okay.
Who was arrested after pretending to have coronavirus on a plane. Now, picture this, if you will, Matt. We're on a plane headed to Jamaica from Toronto when said individual, James Buttock, stands up with gloves and a mask on, claiming he has the coronavirus. All the while recording this said statement or declaration in amongst 230 something individuals trapped on this plane with said moron for his social media platforms.
Oh my God. Okay, so I was going to ask, for what purpose did he actually do this?
Notoriety, apparently.
Right.
So as the story goes, he's an aspiring rapper, we'll get to that later,
okay,
from Vaughan in Ontario, and he stood up on a WestJet flight from Toronto to Montego Bay, baby, and told the passengers he had just returned from the Hunan province, about 300 miles away from Wuhan in China, the epicenter of the new coronavirus strain.
Yeah, yeah.
So the flight, which had 243 passengers aboard, was then diverted back to Toronto about 2 hours after taking off. When the plane landed, Buttock was escorted off wearing a blue face mask and disposable gloves.
Okay.
So he did this because he wanted to gain fame as an influencer that, well, what, how would we put it? The it's the Clayton's job. It's the job you have when you're not having a job.
Yeah. Well, exactly. What does an influencer actually do? Like, if we're talking somebody like Celeste Barber, who has been able to raise probably the most amount of cash for the bushfire appeal of any of the celebrities, then I would say that that's actually quite a worthwhile job, no?
But you see, I would argue that Celeste Barber isn't an influencer. She's a comedian that has used the platforms of the medias of social to raise awareness around her comedy.
Right, which so she has base skill profession, and she's using that as a medium.
She has a profession. Influencing is not, a social media influencer is not a profession. This mad effing world has enabled these individuals who have no expertise, no experience, no fundamental knowledge base to slot themselves into this created job that now exists as a social media influencer.
That assumes that the rest of us poor plebs need somebody to tell us how to live our lives.
Precisely.
Yes.
Look, I can call my mother if I want to be told what a disappointment I am. I don't need a social media influencer to tell me that I'm some form of loser because I don't buy, you know, some sort of tanning product or some sort of fat blasting product.
Well, actually, see, I've actually been quite influenced by this guy because now I'm thinking to myself, how do we promote this show, right? What we could do is I could actually stand up on the 86 tram and claim to everybody on the tram that I've got dengue fever. And, you know, then I get myself into the media and there we go.
There we go. We're off and running.
Job done. Absolutely. But you said he's a rapper. So is he not a bit like Celeste Barber? He's actually a rapper, but he's using his influencer position.
I don't believe he is an actual rapper. He's an aspiring rapper.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he has a record label. I don't think he's
not
released yet
MC Buttock.
Well, I think he should be. I think that should absolutely be his new title, MC Buttock.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I think you're right. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
You're on 94.9 with the Grumpy Gays.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.